This is Unit 21 of Pimsleur's Danish.
Herr Gordon taler med fru Hansen. Lyt til samtalen. God aften. Jeg er Jack Gordon.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Gordon. Hvordan går det?
Helt fint, tak. Og du?
Jeg har det fint, tak. Er du amerikansk?
Ja, min hustru og jeg bor i New York.
Er hun her i Danmark med dig?
Nej, hun er i Amerika med børnene.
Hvor mange børn har I?
To. En dreng og en pige.
In the conversation you heard...
Børnene.
The children.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til. God aften, jeg er Jack Gordon.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Gordon. Hvordan går det?
Helt fint, tak. Og du?
Jeg er det fint, tak. Er du amerikansk?
Ja, min hustru og jeg bor i New York.
Er hun her i Danmark med dig?
Nej, hun er i Amerika med børnene.
Hvor mange børn har I?
To. En dreng og en pige.
How do you say, be so good, come in?
Værsgo, kom ind.
How would you say, Mrs. Anderson?
Andersen. Fru Andersen. Andersen. Fru Andersen.
Now here's Mr. Anderson.
Lyt og gentag.
Herr Andersen. Herr. Herr Andersen.
Say, Mr.
Herr. Herr.
Now you're an American woman in Denmark. You're at a social gathering at someone's house, and you're talking to another guest. He says, I'm called Mads Andersen.
Jeg hedder Mads Andersen. Hedder.
Say, pleased to meet you, Mr. Andersen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Andersen.
Here's what he might say in return. Just listen.
Tak i lige måde. Tak i lige måde.
That's literally thanks in like manner. It's like saying thanks the same to you. Now repeat after the speaker, part by part.
Tak i lige måde. 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 Lige. Lige. Lige måde. I lige måde. Tak i lige måde.
How does he say thanks the same to you?
Tak i lige måde.
Addressing him by name. Tell Mr. Andersen again that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Andersen.
He says, thanks, the same to you.
Tak, i lige måde.
Do you remember how to say, the boy?
Drengen. Drengen.
And how do you say, a boy?
En dreng. Dreng. En dreng.
He tells you, we have a boy.
Vi har en dreng.
The boy is grown up.
Drengen er voksen. Voksen.
We have also a girl.
Vi har også en pige. En pige.
How do you say the girl?
Pigen. Pigen.
Ask him if the girl is grown up.
Er pigen voksen? Er pigen voksen?
He answers, no, she's not grown up.
Nej, hun er ikke voksen.
Meaning you and your husband, he asks, how many children do you have?
Hvor mange børn har I? Børn. Hvor mange børn har I?
Tell him, four. We have two boys.
Fire. Vi har to drenge. To drenge.
And two girls.
Og to piger. Piger.
Let's start again with introductions. Addressing Mr. Anderson by name, tell him that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Andersen.
He replies, thanks, the same to you.
Tak, i lige måde. Tak, i lige måde.
The discussion turns to your families. You want to say, the children are in America. The children.
Lyt og gentag.
Børnene. Ene. Ene. Børn. Børnene.
Say together, children, the children.
Børn, børnene. Børn, børnene.
Tell him, the children are in America.
Børnene er i Amerika. I Amerika.
He asks, where are they?
Hvor er de? De. Hvor er de?
But now you say, the children are here in Denmark.
Børnene er her i Danmark. Børnene er her i Danmark.
Now you're introduced to someone else. He says, I'm called Bjørn Johansen.
Bjørn Johansen. Jeg hedder Bjørn Johansen.
Say, pleased to meet you, Mr. Johansen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Johansen.
How would he answer? Thanks, the same to you.
Tak, i lige måde. Tak, i lige måde.
Meaning, you and your husband, how does he ask you how many children you have?
Hvor mange børn har I? Har I?
This time, say three. We have two boys.
Tre. Vi har to drenge. To drenge.
And a girl.
Og en pige. Vi har to drenge og en pige.
Now he's going to ask, are they here with you? Here's with you.
Lyt og gentag.
Med jer. 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 Med. Med jer.
He asks, are they here?
Er de her?
How would he ask, are they here with you?
Er de her med jer? Med jer? Er de her med jer?
Tell him, yes, the children are here in Denmark.
Ja, børnene er her i Danmark. Børnene.
But he didn't hear you, so he asks again, Are they here with you?
Er de her med jer?
Are the children here in Denmark?
Er børnene her i Danmark? I Danmark?
You want to say, Our daughter is here. First, daughter.
Lyt og gentag.
Datter? Datter?
Do you remember how to say, The girl?
Pigen? Pigen?
How do you think you would say, The daughter?
Datteren? Datteren?
Here's our daughter.
Lyt og gentag.
Vores datter. Vores. Res. Vor. Vores. Vores datter.
What's the word for our?
Vores.
Say, our daughter is here.
Vores datter er her.
Here's son.
Lyt og gentag. Søn. Søn.
How would you say the son?
Sønnen. Sønnen. Sønnen.
Now try to say our son.
Vores søn. Vores.
Our daughter is here.
Vores datter er her. Vores datter.
She's here in Denmark.
Hun er her i Danmark.
But our son is not here.
Men vores søn er ikke her.
Suppose you're going to someone's home. As he opens the door, how does he say, Be so good, come in.
Værsgo, kom ind.
He introduces another guest. Say, Pleased to meet you, Mr. Larsen.
Larsen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Larsen. Herr Larsen.
How does Mr. Larsen respond?
Tak, i lige måde. Tak, i lige måde.
Say, daughter.
Datter. Datter.
Now try to say a daughter.
En datter. En. En datter.
You talk about your families. He says, We have a daughter.
Vi har en datter.
And a son. First say, the son.
Sønnen. Sønnen.
Now try to say, and a son.
Og en søn. Søn. En. En søn.
We have a daughter and a son.
Vi har en datter og en søn. Vi har en datter og en søn.
Now try to guess how he says, we have a grown-up daughter.
Vi har en voksen datter. En voksen datter.
And a son.
Og en søn.
Meaning him and his wife ask, Are the children here with you?
Er børnene her med jer? Med jer?
Now you tell him. We have also a son.
Vi har også en søn. En søn.
And a daughter.
Og en datter. Vi har også en søn og en datter.
How does he ask? Are the children?
Er børnene?
Talking to you and your husband, he asks, are they here in Denmark with you?
Er de her i Danmark med jer? Med jer?
This time say, our son lives here in Denmark.
Vores søn bor her i Danmark. Vores.
He is grown up.
Han er voksen. Han.
Now here's how to ask where the bathroom is.
Lyt og gentag.
Hvor er toilettet? Toilettet. Lettet. Tøj. Toilettet. Hvor er toilettet?
Ask where the bathroom is.
Hvor er toilettet?
He answers, over there.
Derovre. Derovre.
The bathroom's over there.
Toilettet er derovre.
Suppose he shows you a photo. Ask, who's that?
Hvem er det? Hvem er det?
He says, the boy is our son.
Drengen er vores søn.
The girl is our daughter.
Pigen er vores datter.
Ask again where the bathroom is.
Hvor er toilettet? Toilettet.
Now here's the word for family.
Lyt og gentag.
Familie. Ilja. Fam. Familie.
Try to say, our family.
Vores familie. Vores familie.
Do you remember how to say, your husband?
Din mand.
Familie.
Is another N-word. Try to say, your family.
Din familie. Din. Din familie.
Meaning just him. Ask Mr. Larsen, where is your family?
Hvor er din familie? Hvor er din familie?
How would he ask, my family?
Min familie. Min familie.
He answers, the children are in America.
Børnene er i Amerika. Børnene.
Tell him, our family lives in America.
Vores familie bor i Amerika.
Now you're talking to another couple. You see someone you don't know. Ask the couple if they know who that is.
Ved I hvem det er? Ved I hvem det er?
They tell you. Now try to ask the woman. Do you know where the bathroom is?
Ved du hvor toilettet er? Ved du hvor toilettet er?
Now suppose you're an American businessman in Denmark. A woman asks, "Is your family here in Denmark?"
Din familie her i Danmark?
Answer: My son is in America.
Min søn i Amerika.
Now try to say, "My daughter lives here in Denmark."
Min datter bor her i Danmark. Min datter.
Meaning just you, she asks, "How many children do you have?"
Hvor mange børn har du? Børn.
Answer: I have two girls.
Jeg har to piger.
She asks, "And how many boys?"
Og hvor mange drenge?
You have one boy. In Danish, a boy and one boy sound almost the same, except that the word for one is emphasized more. So how would you say one boy?
En dreng. En.
I have one boy.
Jeg har en dreng.
Again, meaning just you, how does she say your son?
Din søn. Din søn.
She asks, "Where's your son?"
Hvor din søn?
Tell her, "He's over there."
Han derovre.
With my daughter.
Med min datter. Min datter.
Now suppose you're an American man in a store in Copenhagen and you see an acquaintance. Say hello to him.
Good day.
He introduces his wife. Say, "Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hansen."
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Hansen.
How does she respond?
Tak i lige måde. Tak i lige måde.
Nu skal du tale med fru Hansen.
Now you're going to speak with Mrs. Hansen. You have two children, a boy and a girl. When you answer her questions, use we. Here's her first question.
Hvem det?
Tell her that that's your son.
Det vores søn. Det vores søn.
Hvor mange børn har I?
Vi har to børn.
To drenge?
Nej, en dreng og en pige.
Your son comes over and whispers something to you. Ask Mrs. Hansen, "Excuse me, but where's the bathroom?"
Undskyld, men hvor toilettet?
She points it out. As you leave, say goodbye.
Ha' det godt.
See you tomorrow.
Vi ses i morgen.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 21. Try to read number 1. The D is silent when it follows an N.
Skin.
2.
Sjæl.
3.
Gnist.
4.
Gå i skole.
Read number 5.
Undskyld mig.
Read number 6. The second and third words run together. The final D is short, almost like a T.
Giv mig en hånd.
Read number 7.
Det var en kold dag.
Read number 8.
God aften.
Read number 9. The second and third words will run together.
Danmark er et smukt land. Danmark er et smukt land.
Now look at number 10, which is a name you know. The AV letter combination makes an au sound. Read it.
København. København.
Number 11.
Slik.
12.
Slummer.
Now repeat number 13 after the speaker.
Øje. Øje.
This combination makes a sound that does not exist in English, but it occurs often in Danish. Try number 14.
Bøje.
15.
Til højre.
Listen and repeat number 16.
Hyggelig. Hyggelig.
Read 17.
Dejlig. Dejlig.
Listen and repeat number 18.
Frygtelig. Frygtelig.
Read number 19.
Filmen var frygtelig. Filmen var frygtelig.
20.
Han er lykkelig. Lykkelig.
This is the end of Unit 21 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording, copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.